Welcome, everyone, to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, and this is brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada. Was a little music sampling, Amaryllis by William Byrd, captured live off the floor at one of the recent concerts in the Exploring Space series. This is Les Cinq Cuivres, the Five Brass, a quintet that is exploring the acoustics of local churches and historical spaces around the townships. As we lead up to this holiday season, there are three concerts left in the series, and we hope you might just make it to one of them. Or many. Let's hear from Stanley Lake as he gives us an inside track on what is in store for audience members and the mission behind this concert series. Here we go. Stanley Lake, thank you so much for joining us today here on 99.1.
Thank you for asking me to come on. That's great.
So you have a really cool group called Les Cinq Cuivres, which translates to the Five Brass.
Yes. It's a brass quintet. Brass quintets are typically composed of two trumpets, trombone, tuba, and French horn. Because we don't have a French horn in the area that can play this music at our level, I am playing the flugelhorn, which has a sound like a... It's in the trumpet family, but it has a sound like the French horn a bit. So it's a, I have to transpose from the key of F to the key of C, but that being done, it blends in really quite nicely.
Okay, so take us through the, you've got five instruments.
Yeah, so you have, and actually I'll name the players that are on them. We have Francois Cloutier on the first trumpet part. We have Michel Guignet on the second trumpet part, Michel's from Sheffard, and Francois from Granby. On the trombone, we have Chris Barr, who's both from Cowansville and Montreal. Tuba is Edouard Touchette. He's Cowansville and Montreal, and myself in Mansonville on the flugelhorn, French horn. And each of these players are jazz improvisers, Francois less, but all the others quite a bit. And we're going back to our roots of reading music, which as a student, that's how you start, and exploring the repertoire. And the repertoire was really made popular in the sense and expanded on by the Canadian Brass, which toured the world, you know, very high-end players. So there's a lot of music available in this genre. We started as a brass quartet, and there's music, but less. So more arrangements for a brass quintet. So we're delighted to explore that music with the addition of Michel Guignet on the fifth musical part.
So when you say they're improvisers, that's a whole nother level of musicianship.
Yeah, it really, I think the trained classical musician, orchestral, for example, is highly trained, wonderful technical abilities. And often I'll meet classical musicians who just have no concept of the improvisational ability or what is needed to improvise, yet they have the more technical background than I do. It is stepping away from the music, understanding the kind of the melodic nature of the piece and both the key that the piece is written in and the chord structure of the piece, measure by measure, and be able to, on the fly, to create a melodic line or create music that fits in that structure. So you have, whereas a composer is writing music and putting it down, the improviser is creating music on the spot, on the fly. And it's quite a challenge. I know for myself, with my cooking, I'm a potter, with my pottery, and with the music, the jazz, it's like everything is improvisational. I don't follow recipes. So it's
Right.
like, I guess that's my life.
It's
It's a
living,
challenge.
it's live, and it's happening.
It's pretty interesting.
So this series, Les Cinq Cuivres, you've got a concert series that's happening entitled Exploring Space. Can you tell us what's behind that name?
It's not to explore the celestial bodies above our heads, but in a sense it is. It's going into different churches in the area. We have six on this tour, and exploring the space, the vibrational space actually that exists in that space, how the music that we produce reacts to that space, the vibrational quality. Typically, you go back to, quite a while ago, centuries and centuries, that you'd have brass instruments playing in these old churches, these cathedrals, and the resonation was the resonating quality of the sound was so interesting. And you'd often have, in the brass sense, maybe four or five different brass choirs within the church space, and each either playing together or playing off of each other in fugues and counterpoint. So the church has always been an interesting place to play in. What has been interesting for us is that some churches, though they look idyllic and beautiful, if they've been insulated, let's say a small wooden church, if it has been insulated, the sound is muffled, it's dry, it doesn't sing.
It
So we
doesn't
played,
carry.
doesn't
Okay.
carry. So we played in one church like that, which in the very beginning, like threw us, like, whoa, what's happening? So it made us, I guess, listen differently and change our expectations. Whereas we just did a concert in Dunham at the Anglican Church there, and the vibrational aspect, the sound was just really, really delightful, and made it even more interesting for us as musicians to produce the sound together. We actually heard our parts differently in a sense,
Oh, wow.
because of the sound that was being created by us.
So these churches, we have West Bolton, Countsville, Dunham, Potton, Sutton, and Knowlton on this
Yes,
series.
that's
So
right.
each venue, like if you went and saw the concert at each venue, you would experience it differently.
I think you would. I think each, yeah, I'd have to agree with that each space will have a different quality lending itself, or how it helps create the music within that space, for sure.
So this is a holiday series, but it's not Christmas music, is my understanding.
Yeah, it really isn't. We will start adding a Christmas piece at our next performance in Mansonville this Sunday at 1:30. And then in the two latter concerts in Sutton and Knowlton, we will add a 5-minute kind of an ensemble of Christmas tunes.
Oh,
But
nice.
the main focus has been really, as we start our rehearsal, as we start our season of exploring music, is what we like and how well it's arranged for our instruments and the group. So in this piece, we'll start off with a Renaissance piece by William Byrd from the 1600s. And then we'll skip to a Russian piece written in the, I think, the early 1900s. Very, very typical Russian sound to this piece from my point of view. Bombastic, Stravinsky-ish, cabaret type, circusy. It's a very, very fun piece to play. Very, very neat sound. Then we'll do some jazz, some ragtime, and some marches. Yeah, it's a varied program. I think we'll be able to hit most people's taste. Some people will desire more classical,
Right?
and but we're going to plan on that for our next concert series.
You can't get it all in one shot. You have to come back for more.
Exactly.
You're tuned in to 99.1 here with the Township's Daily News Bits. And that was Stanley Lake, the flugelhorn player in Les Cinq Cuivres, the quintet, the five brass. Let's have another little Honey for the ears. This piece is called Concerto for Strolling Musicians by Igor Savitkov. And we continue our conversation now with Stanley Lake, one of the members of Les Cinq Cuivres, whom you just enjoyed. And this is suitable for all ages, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And in particular, we encourage the youth to come to the concert. 18 and under have entry for free. It's a $20 ticket for others. My efforts in the region, both for artists, artisans, and performers, and musicians, as I produce shows and promote the works of other people, it's always been one of my objectives and mandates have been to kind of excite a youngster who's maybe dabbling with music or dabbling with painting or clay, and to have them realize that it is possible to actually create a life focused around those creative aspects. Mm-hmm. So when we do the Tour des Arts, my wife and I are part of that. And I created that the Tour des Arts with the objective of one of the objectives of getting kids to come into your studio and having them say, wow, I would like to have a space like this. I would like to do this creative thing that these other people are doing. Not necessarily the easiest route in one's life of earning an income, but extremely satisfying. And also, if it doesn't become your profession, it can become a very integral part of your life. When I say this as an educational component, I've started meeting people in their 50s and 60s who have dabbled on the side and finally say, enough with my profession. They've earned enough or they've socked away enough. And they really, this is what I have to start doing now too. So, It's not only inspirational, it's switched on me a bit as for just youth, but also an older person saying, giving them the chance to see what we're doing and say, I want to try that too. So, yeah.
Well, something happens, especially when you're playing with other people, that yes. Energy, and then just experiencing music. I know I can change my mood in seconds. For me, it's medicine. So
yeah, it is medicine, essential for the spirit. At the last concert I was at, I was really not feeling well prior to us playing, and afterwards I was just buoyant. I was just filled with the energy of what we had created. And when you're playing, one is in a bubble of this sound, and that is really a healing process, especially when we are performing in a trio or quartet setting. It's this bubble, this intense listening, because in jazz improvisation, but also in the classical, you have to listen what's going on around you. And it's so absorbing. Your mind can't be drifting on what am I going to eat later or what am I doing.
Right.
It's tremendous focus, sometimes exhausting in the sense that you are so focused, but richly rewarding for sure.
It brings you in the present power moment of now.
Yeah, yeah. The moment and the healingness of what you're creating. Yeah.
Nice.
I believe that.
Now, on top of this being something to enjoy for people and families, there's another philanthropic part to this, which I find awesome as well. Can you tell us about that, where the profits go?
Yeah, actually the profit from each performance goes to the selected organization in that community, the church having selected it, or my making contact with certain organizations like the CAB in Sutton, the one that we're doing on this Sunday at the Baptist Church in Mansonville. The profits for this Sunday's concert, December 7th at 1:30, will go to the Maison Soleil Mansonville, which is Sunshine House Mansonville. It's a home for four adults with intellectual challenges, and this will help them have more activities in their lives. And so this is what Mansfield is associated with at this point. We're working with the CAB in Sutton, as I mentioned, in Knowlton with the special projects of helping other people from that church organization. So yes, our objective is how can we help give back to the community as well as community support our efforts.
Brilliant. And I read that you also, some of the monies go to food banks. You know, not everyone has a joyous time during the holidays, so that help and support and is I'm sure very appreciated.
So I guess in two senses, we're bringing music to the community and also informing the community if they don't already, if they're not really that current. There are organizations out there that are trying to help your fellow neighbors. So
Exactly.
let's all get together and help those
Yep,
causes.
we're better together. So for tickets, how does that work? Can people reserve, or how does
Well,
it
I
function?
think the venues are big enough that I don't think they'll be overflowing, which would be nice if they are. Could always surprise us. But the tickets are at the door, so it's a $20 admission, and children 18 and under are for free.
Okay, let's see if we can fill the pews.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if people want information, where's the best place for them to head?
Well, they can call me personally at my phone number. I think you'll repeat that later.
Sure.
And they can also go on our Facebook page, which is the Five Cuivres, Cuivres.
Okay, Les Cinq
Les
Cuivres
Cinq
on
Cuivres.
Facebook. Okay, perfect.
They can hear also some music examples of what we're playing, some short snippets.
Excellent. Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't mentioned about this Exploring Space series?
No, just to encourage people to come out and certainly bring any young people that are in your lives and expose them
Mm-hmm.
to what's going on. We also, during the concert, we give a demonstration of each of the instruments,
Oh.
what they're capable of, the different sounds that we create, how we create sound, and so that's an interesting part of the program.
Well, from our conversation prior to this chat, you were mentioning that some of the musicians are not playing their primary instrument, which
That's right.
is different.
It's different. It's like the, let's see, Chris Barr on trombone in this group. Really, his first instrument is a trumpet. He's both classical and jazz. Edouard Touchet on the tuba in this group, his first instrument is trombone. So both of these have studied at McGill. Edouard graduated in jazz performance, highly sought after musician in Montreal. So it's quite an honor to play with both of these guys. And then Michel Guigné on the other trumpet. He was a choir director and orchestral director in Switzerland. And then François Cloutier, master's degree at the University de Montréal, where he does arranging for so many different groups and is a very high-end classical performer. You'll see him playing the piccolo trumpet, which is this
Oh.
little trumpet that's used so much in Baroque music. So we have probably on stage, we have probably 10 instruments, and we'll demonstrate the different qualities of each of them. So a person like Edouard plays the trombone, but then he switches to the tuba for this group. You have a different mouthpiece that goes onto your lips, tuba being much bigger than the trombone. And so you have to adjust your muscles, not adjust, have trained your muscles to be able to fit into this new space for your lips and vibrate the lips so that it can produce sound. And I know I tried the trombone. I'm a trumpet player, and I tried the trombone and could actually produce no sound. So it was just way too big for my muscles. And it's fascinating also from my point of view, how the brain, I mean, for a trumpet, there's three pistons, and yet you create all these different notes.
Right.
Just with the permutations of what valves you push down. And there's no thinking, especially improvisation, there's no thinking in classical of, oh, there's a note, what fingering should I use there? Oh, there's another note, what fingering is that? I mean, the music is ended by the time you're doing that. So it's just all the training that you have as a young person or in your studies that the brain. There's no thinking, it's just automatic. And that to me is a fascinating thing. Look at a pianist, like we play a lot with Michael Hines of Sutton, and he doesn't even look at the keyboard. and his two hands are doing different things. And such a remark, the left hand playing the bass line like a contrabass, and the right hand melodically, harmonically. And he's not looking at the keyboard, and yet his brain, he just knows where to go, what to do, what, and the hands are doing different things at different times. Classical, if you're reading music, you're left on the piano, left hand, right hand, they're doing different things, and you're just looking at the paper. So it's fascinating, the transfer of information to the body and what
Right.
to do. So I'm
Wow.
always impressed with that.
So all that's going on, and we just have to sit back and enjoy.
And you listen to it.
Thanks for
Yeah.
working it.
That's it. That's for sure. Great.
Well, we wish you a super series, and thank you for sharing all this information with us, and
Yeah.
have an awesome holiday season.
Looking forward to it, and thank you again for your support. And we welcome everybody. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Okay.
Stanley.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Stanley Lake of Les Cinq Cuivres, the five brass quintet that is touring the townships. There are three concerts left in the Exploring Space series. You can find all the information on Facebook under Les Cinq Cuivres. That's Cuivres. Up next, we have December 7th at 1:30. That's at the Baptist Potten Valley Church out in Mansonville. Then you have Saturday, December 13th at 3 o'clock at the Grace Anglican Church in Sutton. And the final concert is on the 14th of December at 2 o'clock over at St. Paul's Anglican Church. Again, head to Facebook, Les Cinq Cuivres, for all the details, or give Stanley a call at 450-292-3835. This is Holly Bailey here on 99.1 through the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Your Local Vibe.